filming's going great. It's been very exciting here in Cleveland. I thought the draft would be very exciting, but it was mostly nervous time because we had to fit in with everything else that was going on, and it was a ton to do in a very short period of time. So that was a real adrenaline rush, and the material that we got was wonderful. And we've already started editing it into some of the dramatic footage that we've been getting. And since then, you know, we've been shooting here for about 2 weeks. And it's been quite fabulous. It's, you know, people always say that in the middle of filming, but I'm happy because I have this wonderful group of actors in a script that I know is great. There's a reason that that script was picked as the sort of favorite unproduced screenplay of the last year. It really rocks, and stuff happens, and there's just good dramatic moments all over the place, and great comedy all over the place.
So as a movie, because you obviously your film credits include so many highly successful comedies, what would you call this? Is this because this seems to have some serious elements to it as well? Is it a combination?
Yeah, it's a combination. I call this a serious comedy. It's not a comedy in the way Ghostbusters or Animal House or Stripes were comedies. It's more like, in terms of my movies, I would say probably Dave is the closest film that I've done to it. In terms of Kevin Costner, probably Bull Durham, where there's plenty to laugh at, but there's a really serious and realistic story that's being told. And it's really what drew me to this, is I love the story. There were things that were funny in the course of what was happening, but it's funny from the situation and the cleverness of the dialogue.
And why the draft? Because we've seen what it's become from something that really was almost nothing in the way of TV ratings and such to becoming such a dramatically big TV event. Now, why does this make for a good movie?
You know, well, setting aside the sort of television spectacle that it has become and that draws millions of people, you know, to the various networks that broadcast it, I think it's a really, really special untold story. It's the moment in the lives of some 300 college kids where their lives become totally changed, hopefully for the better, some for the worse. It's decision time in terms of how they're going to be spending the next 10 years of their lives and what course their lives are going to be in. The kids are under enormous pressure. Their families are under enormous pressure. And of course, the people who are making the decisions are also under enormous pressure because so much of what they do then reflects on their season. And I thought, wow, no one's actually told the inside story here. No one's sort of looked at it from what really happens, which is back in the war rooms, back in the home offices, in the homes of the recruits themselves, in the hotel rooms beforehand. Those 15 hours have the potential of telling a great story, and I haven't seen it, and I don't think it's being handled in any kind of film. So I saw it as a great opportunity to do something fresh.
Are you a football fan?
Yeah. I mean, mostly. I really got into it when I moved to Santa Barbara something like 20 years ago, because this is a group of people of my generation who've done very well in all walks of life, and it's the first time I've made a lot of older male friends since college, and one of the things that keep us together is our love of football and our desire to bet on it every Sunday.
Ivan Reitman, producer and director of Draft Day, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Ivan, with regard to the fact that you're shooting this in Cleveland and at the Browns facility where we are now, my understanding of this business is that a lot of times you pick locations that are similar to, that have the qualities of the cities or areas in which the movie takes place, the story takes place. Here you're actually filming a movie about the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. How unusual is that? And give me a sense of why this works.
Well, I think Cleveland is becoming something like my hometown Toronto has become over the years, which is it's sort of a stand-in city for a lot of other cities. And as the film industry sort of grew up and people started going to Ontario, Canada because of certain tax deals, There's a lot of footage, and Toronto would stand in for New York and God knows where else. And because the state of Ohio has taken a sort of a very aggressive and very positive approach from a filmmaker standpoint,
right.
Towards the sort of tax opportunities for people making films here, you're starting to see Cleveland in particular, because it has really so many different locales stand in for a lot of cities. What's great about Draft Day, we're playing Cleveland for Cleveland, and particularly the love of Clevelanders for their sports teams, in particular the Browns.
Why is Kevin Costner the right guy to be the general manager of this team?
Well, he's a wonderful actor, but setting that aside, I think there's, he starred in something like four very well-made, well-loved films that have a central sports theme. When you make a film, you always try to get somebody where you believe the truth of what you're watching. It's not some actor doing a part. It's really that person in a kind of really honest, lived-in role. And, you know, Costner can do that. I think he has both the power, the likability, the and the sports sense, you know, an all-American guyness that I think is very important for the role of Sonny Weaver, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns.
And lastly, I know you had an opportunity to visit with Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns. I know all of the Browns hierarchy have been great in terms of giving you all the leeway you need. I mean, is that also another factor here? And can you just talk about how the club has cooperated with the production?
Yeah, we couldn't make this film without the cooperation, of course, first the NFL, and in particular the Cleveland Browns. You know, we're all over the place. It's the movie's intimately involved with them and requires, the reality of the settings of the players. The Browns organization has been remarkable. I mean, we're sitting right now in the field house, the interior field house, where we did an extraordinary scene just yesterday, and we've got another big one on Friday night, which represents the draft party, you know, that the Browns themselves throw the evening of the first round. And, we've used every of the major, you know, the training rooms, the meeting rooms, and I just want to thank, publicly the extraordinary cooperation that we've gotten from the team.
Yeah, art imitating life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.